Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM Sandpoint. I'm Mickey Hemingway of MK Hemingway Coaching and Consulting, and this is my monthly radio show, Moment with Mickey. This show is focused on local businesses, organizations, and community activities that impact business and life here in the Sandpoint area. I've lived in Sandpoint since 1997. I spent the bulk of my career working for national retailers at the corporate level, managing store operations. 8 years ago, I left the corporate world and opened my own business of coaching and consulting individuals, businesses, and their teams. Today, I'm very pleased to be speaking with a variety of community members. I will be joined by Christina Stecker of Utara Brewing Company and Rebecca Little of Bonner Homeless Transitions. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Tonight, Monday, March 16th at 5:30 p.m., is Wine for You's monthly wine tasting at Baxter's Back Door, located at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Cedar Street. Beth Giacomo, owner of Wine for You, hosts a monthly tasting where you get to taste 5 different wines and can order individual bottles or cases of your favorites at discounted prices. This month, she's featuring Guard Wines of Walla Walla. Visit Wine for You's website to reserve your seat. That website is spelled W-I-N-E, the number 4, the letter U, online.com. Tomorrow, Tuesday, March 17th, is St. Patrick's Day, and it's also the Little Live Radio Hour's monthly event. Little Live Radio comes to us from the Panada Community Radio, KRFY, at 88.5 FM. Tomorrow will feature 2 Celtic-influenced local bands on stage at the Hive, Brendan Kelly and Friends and Bridges Home. Interspersed throughout the evening will be limericks written and performed by a slate of local poets and writers. You can listen to the broadcast live on the radio at 88.5 FM, or better yet, attend the event at the Hive. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., and the event begins at 7 p.m., tomorrow night, Tuesday, March 17th. On Thursday, March 19th, at 11:30 a.m., CASA North Idaho will be hosting their Ray of Hope luncheon at Marigold Bistro. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. These are trained volunteers who are appointed by judges to advocate for the best interest of abused or neglected children within the court system. The luncheon is free for those who RSVP. Visit the website northidahocasa.org and look for events. CASA does amazing work, and this luncheon is a great opportunity to learn more about what they do. Finn and McDonald is sponsoring the luncheon, so a special thanks goes out to Rhonda and Ben Tate and their entire team. Also, on Thursday, March 19th, is Open Irish Jam Night at Connie's Lounge on Cedar Street. Every Thursday night is an open jam where musicians are encouraged to come and join in the fun of music creation. Every odd Thursday of the month is an Irish-style jam led by Seamus Devine. Friday, March 20th, is Schweitzer's Veterans Appreciation Day, honoring those who serve and have served with a day of gratitude on the slopes. Veterans, active duty members, reservists, and ROTC members receive free tickets, 50% off food at Sam's Alley, and a guided mountain tour for all skill levels starting at the clock tower at 8:45 a.m. Participation is free for service members, though advanced registration is required. Register at Schweitzer.com. That evening, March 20th, Friday, is live music night across multiple venues in Sandpoint. Matchwood Brewing, Pondere Winery, Connie's Cafe, Barrel 33, Baxter's, 219 Lounge, and Smokesmith Barbecue all have live free music Friday night. There are also some ticketed performances on Friday as well. The Music Conservatory is featuring 250 Express, an American piano journey. Piano duo Matthew Godrich and Melody Puller will present selections by American composers. It's $35 for adults, $15 for students, $15 for seniors, and it's at the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint at 110 Main Street. The show starts at 7 p.m. Visit the website sandpointconservatory.org to get your tickets. Also Friday night, the Gothard Sisters will be performing live at the Panada, featuring a Celtic celebration. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. Visit the website panada.org to purchase tickets. We're going to be taking a break, and right after that, I will be welcoming my first guest, Christina Stecker of Utara Brewing Company. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for joining this Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 a.m. in Bonners Ferry. We will be right back.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry, offering trailer service, parts, and repairs with a full hydraulic hose shop. They build them while you wait. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear, specializing in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear. Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
Ready for an evening of wild adventure and inspiration? Join friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival on Thursday, March 26th, 7 p.m. at the Panada Theater. This year's theme is Mobilize, with films that inspire us with stories of our love for nature and the many ways we can protect and enjoy it. Proceeds go to hands-on learning for kids in the great outdoors, stewardship of local trails, and keeping the Scotchman's wild. That's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at scotchmanpeaks.org/events.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonners Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Spring and summer in North Idaho. For so many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, reminding us all that when we do crank, slide, and shove those windows open, that it's the favorite season for bugs, too. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring your screens in need of repairs. We can rescreen and repair them, or build you new ones. We also offer professional installation of the retractable screen doors. There when you need them, out of sight when you don't. So remember, for all your home screening needs, it's Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. I'm very pleased to have Christina Stecker of Utara Brewing as my guest today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So you gave me a little correction because I was saying Utara, but it's Utara.
Ooh, Utara, correct. Yes. It comes from the Sanskrit word Utar, which means north or pertaining to the north. So our website is utaraidaho.com. NorthIdaho.com. So yeah, it's definitely a nod to where we're at here in North Idaho.
Yes. So tell us all about you, where you came from, how you got to Sandpoint.
I'll give you the most recent 20 years and a small snippet. Dave and I, my partner, and the business partner, David Kosiba, and I met in Missoula 20 years ago. He actually got recruited to come work at Coldwater Creek. So that's kind of how we met in Missoula, and that's how we found Sandpoint. And so he got recruited here and was working for Coldwater, and he'd actually been a home brewer in Missoula for many years, really into beer. I actually was not a big beer fan at the time, have since obviously become a big convert. But so when we moved to Sandpoint, there wasn't a lot of opportunity, you know, a small town, and both of us have entrepreneurial families. And we figured if we wanted to stay in Sandpoint, we needed to kind of do our own thing, create our own business, our own job security. He loved brewing beer and actually ended up working at Laughing Dog as the head brewer for a few years there. Really learned a lot about production brewing versus home brewing. I, on the other hand, had gotten an internship in India after I graduated college through an international organization. And so I was there from October of 2002 to April 2003 and just fell in love with the cuisine, the culture, but definitely the cuisine. So I kind of, when I came back here, just did some home cooking, taking lessons, grabbing books, doing whatever I could to kind of really develop my Indian cooking skills. So when we were deciding what we wanted to do for our businesses, actually, Dave started his own business plan for a small brewery, and I started my own business plan for a takeaway Indian cuisine place, more just lunches, you know, for the downtown folks. I don't know if you remember the Point Burger place, but I looked at that as a spot, you know, just a window to take away. And because beer and Indian food's kind of a weird mix, so we kind of were doing that separate starting in 09 with our planning. And then along that road of planning, we were talking to some friends and they said, why don't you put it together and make it one, you know, brewery with Indian food? And we're like, 'cause that's just so not so different. And they're like, but think about in England, all the pubs have Indian food. So we thought, yeah, okay, we could be kind of a British style place. And to be honest, I had worked at McDuff's, I'd worked at IPA, and we really wanted to do something different anyways. We weren't trying to be a McDuff's. McDuff's is great at what they do. Didn't want to step on toes there. And so it really was like, yeah, this is very different. We didn't have Indian restaurants at the time, so it was something unique from that perspective as well. So we married our two plans together and Utara was born, and still more planning to find the right location. And in June of 2018, we opened our doors.
Wow. Yeah. And you opened in the building that used to be Jiffy Lube. Right?
Lightning Lube. Yep, correct. Exactly.
So you're on Pine Street.
Exactly. Which, when it was the one way, the two lanes, yes, one way, and it's really become such an arterial now that you know, we get a lot of traffic past there. So yeah, it's a good location.
Yeah. So you also have like an outdoor seating area, which looks really cool.
Yes. We have a beer garden. Luckily, we have parking. That was kind of one of the great things. It's an old building, not in the best shape, but we did what we could to really make it comfortable. And that includes the outdoor beer garden, which in the summer is just so awesome. We have flowers, planters, lights, picnic tables. Dogs are welcome back there. So we get a great crowd in the nice weather. Yeah, and the garage doors, because it was the old oil change place, the garage doors are open, and it's just summertime and the living is easy kind of feeling. So yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So if you could compare what the day that you opened was 2018, you said?
That's correct.
Compared to now, what has been the biggest changes that you've had?
From a tangible thing, just not much kitchen equipment. I think back to, we had one Mary Chef oven and a tiny freezer, and now we have three Mary Chef ovens, three freezers, you know, shelving and equipment. And it's just like, it's crazy to think back where we started. But Dave and I were bootstrapping this whole project. We actually had an SBA loan to get ourselves off the ground. And we've just kind of slowly reinvested into the business and grown very organically, very, like I said, self-sufficiently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of just on our own backs, honestly, for him and I.
What has been the biggest, like, oh my gosh, I wish I had known that before we started?
I would say, and this is probably for most any small business owners, is it at the end of the day, it's all on kind of your shoulders. You can have help, have employees, But, you know, it really is 24/7, middle of the night. You know, you wake up thinking about stuff. I guess I did not realize it would be that all engrossing. I thought I would be able to kind of like take away. And I think the other thing, too, is doing it with your partner, your life partner, is very stressful. Because we're at home and then we're trying to have our relaxing day and meal. And then it's like something pops into your head that you're like, oh, hey, did you check on that? And it's like, we're having dinner. This is not the time and place. And sometimes we have to remind each other about that. Dave's really good about saying, okay, now I'm putting on my boyfriend hat and I want to talk to you about this. Or I'm talking to you about this, even though it pertains to the business, but in a way that affects us in our relationship. So you have to be really cognizant of that, or else it just becomes very all-consuming.
Absolutely. I would think that would be very challenging to work with your significant other.
Yeah. It is. And food and beverage, too. That's another animal running your own business. Working in office setting, I've done office, I've done customer service, retail. There's a way to kind of close the door at the end of the day, you're done. But I guess I don't know what it is about food and beverage that just really does feel kind of all consuming too. Mm-hmm. So,
well, there's so many facets to it, and health safety and food safety, and then over serving, and all kinds of things you have to be aware of.
Very good points. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what were you pleasantly surprised about?
You know, I'm an extrovert, and so being in the community and making friends and developing relationships with the community that I kind of didn't expect has been really awesome. Like seeing our regulars and just really developing those friendships and camaraderie that I, you know, you think you're just serving customers, and in a way you are, but Sandpoint is small and you have your regulars and you get your community vibe. A lot of people say Utara kind of feels like Cheers, where people walk in and everyone kind of knows each other's name. Oh, hey, how's the wife? How's the kids? It just, that experience is something I have been very pleasantly surprised by.
Oh, that's nice.
So heartwarming.
So quite a community spirit.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
And surprisingly thrust you into the community.
Yes.
Even more.
Yep.
Than you already were.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
I love those stories.
Yeah.
So what was it about Sandpoint that caused you to want to stay here?
Well, Dave says everyone has their long bridge moment. The first, you like always remember that moment when you first drive across the bridge. And like I said, we had met in Missoula and he was getting recruited for Coldwater. And Missoula is beautiful, but there's a lot of competition for jobs with it being a college town. And we were really struggling from that perspective. And here he had this opportunity to come to beautiful Sandpoint, Idaho. And he was kind of debating it because it would have been a big change for him. And so we're driving across the Long Bridge and I turn and I look at him and I said, why do you not want to move here? Cause, like, why are you even debating this? It's like you fall in love driving across that bridge. And then that's like love at first sight. And then you get to learn the town, learn what Sandpoint has to offer. The access to recreation is pretty unparalleled here, you know, and he and I are both very active boating, canoeing, camping. Yesterday we were out at Tallachy on the beach with the dogs and having a bonfire at our friend's backyard last night as it's snowing on us. Like, that is so therapeutic for me and for him. And we just, yeah, like I said, it's pretty unparalleled.
Yeah, Sandpoint is a really special place.
Yes. Yes.
And we need to pinch ourselves and remind ourselves.
100%.
We live in just heaven.
Yep. Yeah.
Good people, beautiful surroundings. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we're going to be taking a quick break, but we'll be back in just a few minutes continuing to talk with Christina Stecker of Utara Brewing. But don't change that dial. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and you are listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint and 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
At Winter Ridge, we love feeding your families. Did you know that we have amazing month-long and bi-weekly sales? Yes, we have loads of specialty and budget-friendly items up to 40% off every day. The month-long sales have bright orange tags, and the bi-weekly sale tags are pink or green. The sale items change every month and are valid for the entire 4 or 2 weeks. Check the tags for the dates. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Hey, it's Jenny with FeedCo, your local family-owned feed stores. Chick season is in full swing, with chicks arriving weekly at both locations. At FeedCo, we carry everything you need to get your chicks started off right. For bedding, we carry pine shavings, straw, and hemp bedding. We have many different options of feeders and waters. We carry treats, grit, brooder, and light bulbs. We have starters and growers, with Kinnick-Sue feeds being a customer favorite. So come on into the stores and grab your chicks and supplies. See y'all soon.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. Chevrolet and Taylor & Sons have designated March as Truck Month, and the centerpiece is Silverado 1500 trucks. As part of Truck Month, Chevrolet has provided Taylor & Sons with a kickback for every new Silverado 1500 sold during the month of March. Without getting too far into the inside baseball, Taylor & Sons decided to make it easy and pass this money back to you. What this means is the lowest prices of the year on every new 2026 Chevrolet Silverado 1500. The timing is perfect, as Taylor & Sons currently has the entire Silverado 1500 Spectrum in stock and ready for delivery. Suspension modified, diesel and gas engine, short and long boxes, work ready to ultra luxury. Taylor & Sons has it in stock. Discounts as high as $10,000 off MSRP and new well-equipped Silverado 1500 trucks starting at under $46,000 plus taxes and fees. You can view our entire inventory of new Silverado 1500 trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For gas-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. We are continuing to chat with Christina Stecker of Utara Brewing. Welcome back, Christina.
Thank you.
So I wanted to talk about one of the biggest challenges that I've heard from small business owners in the Sandpoint area, especially in the restaurant and bar industry, is staffing. Mm-hmm. And how have you found that to be?
It has been a challenge. I feel like, kind of back to what we were saying about food and beverage industry has its own unique thing, caveats and stuff. It's just finding the right fit in a person for the position is kind of the hardest. Food and beverage, you have to have more than one speed. Like I was saying during the winter carnival, it was busy in town and you got to meet that busyness. If you just stick at that one speed, you're not going to make people happy. And that's the whole point of being in business, is providing great customer service. You got to be able to multitask and keep that smile on your face even when you're getting buried in the weeds. So yeah, that has been a challenge for sure. Just finding the right fit for the position. Yeah.
And there's also a big transition when you do something really well. So like you fell in love with Indian cuisine and you were obviously a chef, and then moving into a management role,
yeah,
where you're not the executor anymore, you're the boss. That's a big transition.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't realize how challenging it is to move from doing the work to managing the people that do the work.
That is exactly right. Managing things is very different than managing people. Mm-hmm. I guess my advice, or what I try to do when it comes especially to managing people, is just my personal mantra for anything, is treat people how you want to be treated. So if I have an employee, I want to be respectful because I want to be respected. I also don't want to, you know, beat around the bush, or, you know, I want to be honest, open. And I say that to people a lot. Like, you will know kind of what I'm thinking, but I still try to, again, be respectful and be kind. And like you said, there's a lot of things to manage and a lot of facets to running the business. And sometimes you have to say, hey, look, I'm too busy doing all these other things. Like, you just need to step up and take on the role and do what you need to do. And sometimes it doesn't work out. And it's not like it's a business decision. It's not a personal decision if somebody doesn't fit. I very much understand, especially in our business, particularly the front of house position, because it's fast casual, it is kind of all on that person. A lot of roles fall on that person. So for instance, we don't have a hostess. We don't have a busser. You're that.
Oh.
You are the hostess welcoming. Welcome to our place of business. This is how we do things. Beer's here. Like, you have to fill that role. You also have to bus. You also have to pour beers. You also have to take orders. You have a lot on your plate, and not every person can do that. Similarly, in the kitchen, it's a very small kitchen, and you have a lot of roles you're doing. I'm right now the only person in the kitchen. So as the line cook, the prep cook, I'm also interfacing with customers as well. Again, that doesn't fit, you know, everybody doesn't have that skill set. And so sometimes you bring somebody in, you're hopeful, they've got a lot of background, great experience, but it's just maybe not the right fit for the exact position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And sometimes you just don't know until you get them on board.
Yes. Until you've trained them for hours and hours and hours, and then you realize. And like I said, it's not like they're a bad person. It's just a very hard job, and you have to be able to multitask. You have to be able to produce what you're doing right now while also thinking about in the future, do I have enough food prep? Do I need to get some warmed? You know, it's just, there's a lot you have to think about at every moment when you're busy there. So
a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts, yes.
And speaking of moving parts, you just added a very large moving part to your business.
Yes. So
tell us about that.
So we opened in 2018 on Pine Street. And very quickly, especially in the winter season, when it gets cooler out, needed some space for tasting room space, restaurant space. And Dave had started the brewery in about a quarter of that building, and it just was so small. He crammed everything in there he could. He did a great job while he was there. But we realized we either needed to expand and make that transition and move forward and move the production out of there, or, you know, kind of go big or go home, I guess. Also, working in a production facility that is open to the public was very challenging for him.
Sure.
You know, he's trying to, again, dealing with these moving parts while also having customers trying to interact with him. And, you know, it just didn't work out so well. It was very hard a lot of the time. So getting him out of that facility into a brand new, beautiful space where it's stunning over on Boyer at his production facility. So, yeah.
It's not only a production facility, right? You also do tasting out there?
Yes. We actually have a small tasting room in the front of the space. Right now, we are open Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 6, hoping to expand as the season ramps up. Yeah.
I was speaking with a couple who live over in that area, new development.
Yeah.
And the husband was saying that, what a brilliant move.
Yeah.
All of those people.
Oh, yeah.
All those husbands out there. And you have a tasting room?
Yeah.
Right there on Boyer?
There were a couple people who have come over and said that exact same thing. We have a tasting room, a brewery in our backyard. How lucky are we? So, yeah.
So he's enjoying that space over
yes.
there.
Very much so. And with him moving out of the Pine Street location, we redid all that space and turned it into additional seating, which has been huge. We have a couple couches and chairs in there. And that was kind of the vibe that we wanted to go with. Kind of that coffee house, but at a brewery. Like, come, hang out, chat, have a beer, chat with people, play a game, read a magazine, just relax, like decompress, like leave the outside world out there and come just kind of have a moment, have some time, or chat with a friend, chat with somebody that is a community member. Then now you've met them and you're having a great conversation. So again, bringing the community together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was the inspiration for your logo?
So we initially, when, like I said, the plan started separately. And so Dave's Brewery was going to kind of pay homage with the U.S. Forest Service. He kind of took that design, that layout, and we were going to do everything kind of like a theme of outdoors. So that's where, you know, kind of we started naming our beers, how our beers got their names. They're all kind of geographic or spaces here. So we have like the Maiden Rock IPA, Echo Bay Double IPA, Mineral Point Hazy IPA, nice. Pine Street Porter, because we're on Pine Street. The only thing that is not really named after a local space, we have the Up the Yak Rye Amber Ale. Just paying homage to, again, the beautiful place where we live. But so he had started with that kind of being, we were going to be like a forest or a, you know, natural resource kind of themed brewery. But then when we merged the two with the Indian side and we were going kind of that British thought, British restaurant or pub, we thought, well, that's a shield and that's very representative in the British culture. So we decided to keep that. And then we added the two elephants, obviously, for the Indian. And then the those are hops above the elephants, and it is barley in between the elephants. So that's how the logo came about.
Okay. And did Dave design that?
Yes. With his background in graphics. Yes. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what is your personal philosophy for running the business?
Back to what I said about the treat people how you want to be treated. We were talking about employees, but I also really extend that to customers. I want people to come to our establishment and feel good and feel happy they're there, and treat them well, provide great service, great product, and just have them in a better mood than when they leaving than when they came in, and just having a great overall experience and connection. I really, really, really love, kind of back to what we were saying, is the community members, regulars coming in, and you're just connecting with people. Like I said, I'm an extrovert, and I love that connection, and I feel like as humans, having that human experience, just seeing people, meeting them where they're at if I can, and, you know, they show up, and it's, hey, how's it going? What can I get you? Would you like a sample? Would you like this? You want to try that? Let me tell you about our products, and just be a great ambassador for what we're doing. Yeah.
So when business gets challenging, what keeps you going?
I think at the end of the day, I'm a very hard worker and I don't want to fail. This is kind of Dave and I's baby, if you will. We don't have children and it's literally a merriment of our two ideas. So we're going to just keep pushing at it and keep doing things until, you know, just keep going. Never give up, you know. Of course, there are going to be some external factors that are going to really pose challenges. We have now three Indian restaurants in Sandpoint, Idaho, and that has been a challenge. So we have actually added a few things to our menu. We added some beer cheese soup. We added a little more pub food influence than, you know, didn't totally deviate from the Indian cuisine, but kind of added a few more things to kind of, to, you know, round out our menu a little bit more so that it wasn't so Indian focused.
Yeah. That's So smart.
You have to, you know, pivot, I guess they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being with me
on Moment with Mickey. Much. Yeah.
And just to remind our folks again, you're on Pine Street.
Correct.
What's the address?
214.
And what are your hours there?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. We are closed on Sundays and Mondays as of right now.
All right.
For the season.
Well, thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you.
Same.
All right. Well, it's time for another brief break. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio. When we return, we will be with Rebecca Little of Bonner Homeless Transitions. Thank you.
Just like the Bulldogs push the pace on the court, Ziply Fiber brings the speed at home with fiber internet up to 50 gig right here in Sandpoint. No contracts, no hassles. Just fast, reliable fiber internet that keeps every highlight, buzzer beater, and post-game recap streaming without buffering. Plans start at just $35 per month with Wi-Fi equipment included. So whether you're streaming at home, checking stats, or celebrating another Bulldogs win, do it with Ziply Fiber. Visit ziplyfiber.com to get started.
When you're heating your home, you want clean, long-burning fuel. North Idaho Energy Logs are 100% compressed wood with absolutely no additives, delivering more heat and longer burn times without the mess of firewood. And if you burn pellets, you'll want North Idaho Energy's super premium pellets. Visit NorthIdahoEnergyLogs.com to find a dealer near you. Trusted for 40 years. Burn the best.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
Spring adventures start at R&R RV Center. Right now, take advantage of the pre-season service special and save 15% off labor on your RV service. That's an extra 5% off the already great R&R RV preferred customer discount. Busy schedule? Ask about our $199 concierge home pickup and delivery. Yep, we'll pick up your RV, service it, and bring it back. Easy, convenient, done. Just be within 15 miles of the R&R RV North Spokane or Liberty Lake locations. But don't wait. Appointments and concierge spots are limited. This offer must be booked and scheduled before March 31st. Get road trip ready today. Call R&R RV Center and schedule your preseason service now.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV.
We all put things off, but some things shouldn't wait. Colorectal cancer screening is one of the most important steps you can take for your long-term health, and it's easier than ever. Whether it's a simple at-home test or a colonoscopy, your care team at Kiniksu Community Health is here to guide you every step of the way, because staying well is easier when you have a team looking out for you. So don't wait, don't worry, and don't sit on it. Get screened. Schedule your colorectal cancer screening today at Kiniksu Community Health. Visit kchni.org or call to book your appointment.
Are you ready for this week's Lucky Number Tuesday at Bi-Mart? Just by matching your ending number this Tuesday, you'll win Azure Markets Organic Pinto Chili Beans. Thousands will win. Plus, buy a can for just $1.50 with Tuesday-only pricing. Match your entire number, and you'll win other great items, including Greenworks String Trimmer. Or save $10 with Tuesday-only pricing. Thousands win every Tuesday on Lucky Number Tuesday at Bi-Mart, where you just match and win.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway of Moment with Mickey. My next guest is Rebecca Little of Bonner Homeless Transitions. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you, Mickey.
So you are the executive director of Bonner Homeless Transitions.
Correct.
Well, tell us about what exactly is Bonner Homeless Transitions.
Thanks for asking. Bonner Homeless Transitions is a transition program primarily for single women and women with children to get them to self-sufficiency. We are a drug and alcohol-free program, and they are required to work within 15 days of entering the program.
Wow.
So we test them upon move-in and then throughout their journey with us. Mm-hmm. They can stay with us up to 24 months. A single lady, their average is about 9 to 12 months, and then our families and single women with multiple children are closer to the 24 months. Mm-hmm.
And how did you How did Bonner Homeless Transitions begin?
So Bonner Homeless Transitions began in 1994 with two women that had this desire to help single women and women with children get back on their feet.
Mm, wow. And when did you get involved?
About 3 years ago.
And had you always been in Sandpoint?
I grew up here, moved away, got married, had children. And then in 2020, my husband and I and children moved back.
Okay. And then what did you do right when you got back to Sandpoint?
I was teaching remotely, transition, so 18 to 21-year-olds with mental and physical disabilities.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then how did you get to be at Bonner Homeless Transitions?
I was at a baseball game, and one of the board members was talking about the organization and said that they were hiring a director and encouraged me to apply, and here I am.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's interesting how you got there.
Yes.
At a baseball game. So how has the Sandpoint community influenced the way you operate this nonprofit organization?
The Sandpoint community, they, as you know, they're very inclusive. They really support what we do. They want to see people succeed. And so, you know, if we have a need, you know, I reach out and someone is always there to help.
And the organization, I think you said it started in the 90s.
Yes.
So it's close to 30 years mm-hmm. now. How has it changed over the years? Like, what's the big difference between when it started and how it's operating now?
The big difference is inflation. You know, and I've seen a huge change in just the 3 years. So a lot of our clients, you know, they come to us with substance abuse, domestic violence. Now we're getting a lot more phone calls with just financial struggles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can certainly understand that mm-hmm. with inflation. So, and the needs or the expectations of those that you serve, have they changed?
No. Okay. It's really getting them just, you know, everyone has a different, comes to us with a different story. Trauma is typically always the baseline. Like I said, substance abuse or domestic violence. But the need is really providing stability for them so then they can, you know, heal and grow and become self-sufficient again. Mm-hmm.
And do you provide other services and connections for your clients that help them with, you know, growing personal development, business skills, that kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah, so all of our clients, they meet with a case manager once a week. They go over their action plan, and their action plan is really to see what brought them to us and what we need to do to get them independent again. And so we're working on life skills, employment, resume building. We work on helping them get their driver's license, transportation. We also have parenting classes. For whatever reason, the last 18 months, we've been helping a lot of women that have come to us from different walks of life get their children back. So we have an attorney on board that is helping us with that.
Oh, wonderful.
And so just seeing that, I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It must be so rewarding.
Yes.
To see your graduates.
Yes. And unfortunately, not every story is a success story, but the ones that are, that's really what keeps us going.
So you have an event coming up in April.
We do.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. Our Little Black Dress conversation, or Cocktails and Conversations. It's our second annual. They used to do a big gala, and we wanted to change it up a bit because there's quite a few galas in town. And so last year we had it out at the Idaho Club, and we are doing that again. It's April 30th from 5 to 8. We will have appetizers and drinks, and it's really about, you know, obviously it's a fundraiser, but it's really about educating the community on what we do, how they can support. Financial donations are always welcome, but, you know, volunteering, being a mentor, just walking alongside with some of our clients is really what we need as well.
And so will there be people presenting about
yes.
Bonner Homeless Transitions and mm-hmm. talking about those opportunities?
100%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do people RSVP or buy a ticket?
Yes, so we have it on social media or on our website, BonnerHomelessTransitions.org. You can purchase a ticket there as well.
And there's a limit to how many people can go.
Yes, 150.
Okay. So this isn't something that you make the decision the night before that you want to go. You need to buy your ticket now.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And how much is it?
Yes. So they are $75 through the end of this month. Starting April 1st, they're $80.
Okay. So share the date and time again.
April 30th, 5 to 8 at the Idaho Club.
Okay. So get your tickets now before yes, they're sold
please.
Out. Yes. So if you had any advice that you would want to share with another person who's thinking about starting a nonprofit to serve a community of folks that need certain things, what would your advice be?
So we are extremely blessed with lots and lots of nonprofits here in the area. So I think just reaching out to different community members and organizations and seeing if your idea is something that is already in the area and partnering with them, collaboration and, you know, just to make it stronger and new ideas. I think what's wonderful about Sandpoint is I feel we have a really strong nonprofit group and we all lean on each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That it's interesting that you brought that up. I know that the Community Resource and Vision Center shared that there's over 500 nonprofits in our county, and that translates to roughly one nonprofit for every 50 people.
Yes.
And that's significantly higher than the national average, where there's typically one for every 170 people. Yes. So I would totally agree with your advice that before you come to this area, you have this great idea of how you can help. Do some research. Make sure that there isn't a nonprofit already in existence. And if there is, then pour yourself into that one rather than, you know, dividing and just diluting the money and the opportunity and the resources.
And recreating the wheel, you know.
Right.
But I think it also speaks to just our community at how willing everyone is to help support.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does speak very highly of the quality of people
yes.
that are drawn to Sandpoint and live here. And that is a wonderful thing. So what keeps you going? What motivates you when you don't have a success and someone has a setback and they don't graduate from the program?
Right. Our success stories is what really does keep us going. Everyone that walks in the door, I feel we have an opportunity to help those that need a different path, need, you know, a bright light. And so we work very hard at being a bright light and treating everyone with respect and dignity.
Yes. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us here today. And I want to make sure that we talk about the event one more time.
Yes.
It is April 30th. Time?
April 30th, 5 to 8 at the Idaho Club.
And they would go to your website?
Yes, at BonnerHomelessTransitions.org.
Okay, to get their tickets and do that soon because you're going to sell out.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much, Mickey.
Thank you for being here today. Now, heading into the last few minutes of our hour together, I have a special segment I'll be sharing. This is a moment when I share a tip, an insight, wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can be. And today's moment with Mickey is titled Luck. Luck is often seen as a magical force that appears to some people and not to others. Luck is often seen as being in the right place at the right time. However, being in the right place at the right time is not enough if you are not prepared to take advantage of the opportunity. Luck favors those who are prepared and who take action. Luck is the byproduct of hard work, planning, preparation, and taking action. So instead of looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, get busy planning, preparing, and doing. Then, when opportunities present themselves, you will be ready. Thank you for being with us today. If you are interested in meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area, check out my networking luncheon that I host the second Tuesday every month at the Marigold Bistro. Visit the website grouplevelup.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio.